Science Journal for Kids and Teens presents, How Can AI Make Online Chats Kinder? Read by Miranda Wilson. Abstract. Imagine a world where everyone can talk and share their ideas. Even if they don't agree, they listen to each other. This is what should happen in a democracy. But sometimes when people chat online, things can get a bit mean. We wanted to see if artificial intelligence, or AI, could make online talks kinder. So, we did an online experiment with pairs of people discussing a tricky topic, laws about who can own guns. One participant in each pair had an AI assistant that made suggestions. The participants could accept or ignore the suggestions. Most participants took the AI's advice, which made people more positive and polite. Even if they disagreed, they understood and respected each other. The good thing is that the AI didn't change the topic. It just helped people to talk to each other more kindly. Introduction. Have you ever wondered what democracy is all about? At its core, it means that everyone has a voice and can express their opinions, and the government pays attention to what people want. This also means that everyone should let others express their views, even if they don't agree. People deliberate. They try to find solutions to problems together. For example, imagine that you and your friends have to decide where to go for a fun day out. You would prefer that everyone listens to each other instead of arguing, right? In a democracy, we call talking and sharing ideas like this political discourse. Usually, these deliberations happen face-to-face, in a massive town hall meeting, for example. To keep everything polite between so many people, there is a moderator. Their job is to make sure things go smoothly. Nowadays, a lot of these discussions happen online. People send billions of messages every day on social platforms. These online conversations can have a huge impact and shape how societies make decisions. But there is a growing problem. Sometimes people don't listen to each other and can say mean things. Wouldn't it be better if there was a moderator in online talks too? We tried to use artificial intelligence, or AI, to carry out this task. Would it be helpful? Would people be nicer and the discussion better? This is what we wanted to find out. Methods. We did an online chat experiment. We recruited a diverse group of participants and asked them to talk about gun regulation. This topic is very divisive and usually generates heated discussions. The participants talked in pairs, and only one of them had an AI assistant. The AI suggested a different approach that helped people understand each other. It made these suggestions based on previous work on moderated discussions. We know that face-to-face discussions work better with a moderator. So, just like a moderator, the AI tried to make sure the discussion was polite and respectful. It didn't change the participants' point of view, though. They could accept or refuse the suggestions or completely edit the message. We also had a control group. In this group, the people had a conversation on the same topic, but neither of the participants had an AI assistant. This allowed us to assess the AI's helpfulness. After the discussions ended, the pairs shared their thoughts on how good the conversation was. For example, did they feel like they understood the other person? How did they feel about gun regulation afterward? Here in Figure 1, you can see an example of an online conversation about gun regulation. The AI chat assistant looks at the user's message. It suggests a kinder alternative without changing the topic or point of view. Starting from the left of the image, the person in blue supports gun control and says that guns are a stain on democracy. The person in red, who opposes gun control, says that guns help us protect democracy. The person in blue responds by saying, "You are incredibly naive." At this point, GPT-3, the AI, intercepts and suggests rephrasing. It gives three options. It suggests restating, for example, saying, "I understand that you value guns," or a polite response, For example, saying, "I think maybe you haven't considered this," or a validating response. For example, saying, "I appreciate that you want to protect democracy." After seeing the three options, the person in blue chooses either to send their original message or one of the rephrasings. If they choose to say the rephrasing option, the person in red may respond by saying, "You raise a valid point, but I think..." How did you feel when you read this exchange? Did you immediately take a position one way or another? If so, this could be due to social polarization. Results. The participants accepted the AI's suggestions 2/3 of the time. When they used the AI's suggestions, the messages became more positive and polite. Yet the main topic stayed the same. Participants whose partners used the AI reported feeling better about the conversation. They were more willing to understand and respect each other, even if they still disagreed. The people who used the AI themselves didn't report a huge change in how they felt about the conversation. However, they were more willing to respect the opinions of others. Figure 2 shows the effect of rephrasing on conversation quality. The higher the number, the better the quality, as seen on the x-axis. Look closely at the y-axis. The numbers increase going downwards. These are the number of AI rephrasings. At 0, this includes everyone who started a conversation, even if they didn't talk for very long. At 4+, this includes only the people who had the longest conversations. In the graph, you can see the participant who used the AI assistant in the red triangles. You can see the participant whose partner used the AI assistant in the orange circles. And you can see the controls in the purple squares. Looking at the data, which group reports the greatest conversation quality? Discussion. Online discussions can get a bit intense, especially the ones about politics. The good news is our online chat assistant can be of great help. It acts as a digital peacemaker, nudging people to be more polite and respectful. It does all that without altering the main ideas that people discuss. It's almost like having a trained moderator. In addition, the AI didn't force anyone to do anything. People could follow the suggestions or not. But here's where it's even better. The AI can jump in and give suggestions before you send your message. If it was a face-to-face conversation, you would have already said something mean. Many people are concerned that AI might spread wrong information, or it might make arguments online more extreme. The results of our study show that AI can actually be a good thing in online discussions. It worked for both the person using it and their partner, but it worked best for the partner. This is because the AI's job was to make the other person feel more understood and respected. Conclusion. Online discussions sometimes get heated and lack respect. In our study, the AI did a good job of making online conversations polite. But you don't need an assistant to be respectful. Even in the vast digital world, each conversation matters. Your choice to be kind and respectful can have a ripple effect. It can promote a culture of healthy discussion and mutual understanding. This is also true for real-life conversations. Our study does highlight the benefits of AI assistance, but it also emphasizes the importance of individual choices in promoting positive conversations. Thank you for listening to this recording. This work has been adapted from the original peer-reviewed paper in the journal PNAS, published on October 3, 2023. Research conducted by Lisa Argyle, Christopher Bale, Ethan Busby, and others from the Department of Political Science at Brigham Young University and the Department of Sociology, Political Science, and Public Policy at Duke University. See the full list of authors and their affiliations in the accompanying PDF. Please visit our website, sciencejournalforkids.org, for more free science teaching resources.